This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back in hour number two of Early Break on the Ticket. Thanks again to Derek Bombeck of Visit Lincoln for hanging out last segment, talking about the happenings in Lincoln this weekend and next week, as well as he gets ready to get off to Portland, Oregon. So appreciate Bombie spending some time here. Hour number two, as always, is sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank, member
FDIC.
Bill, what does Shindaddy got going on today?
Shindaddy will not be available, Sip, today.
Why?
He's been whisked away by a Learjet. He left this morning at 4:44.
Big timer.
On a Learjet, and they're flying him to Central Michigan.
What?
To Central Michigan. The NCAA has basically taken on Steve's talents. They need him to finally finish this thing up with Connor Stallions. Was Connor Stallions on the sideline at Central Michigan for the game? And so they have video proof what they feel is Connor Stallions. But since that time, no one's ever been able to figure out or identify yet, to this day, who the person was that looked identical to Connor Stallions on the sideline at the Central Michigan first game of the season.
Shinday's going to get the ball.
So, yeah. So he's just he is calling basically an all campus, all athletic department meeting, and no one leaves. Doors are being locked. No one leaves until answers.
It will be incredible if, like, two days from now, it just comes out that Connor Stallions was on the sideline at Central Michigan.
And Steve's out there. He's out there. It was an incredible story. Remember, the best part was that Jim McElwain said, "I'm going to get to the bottom of this, who that is." Crickets since then. I mean, it's literally impossible to not find out who is on. You could find out within seconds who was that person.
So what is your theory?
Hypothesis. I believe it was him. Yeah. It's pretty obvious.
And why was he on the sideline?
What's that? I think it's some sort of signs he was trying to get from the
opponent.
And
why does McElwain? Do you think McElwain?
Well, they worked together at Michigan.
McElwain. I don't know who it was.
No idea. His quote to the media was, "I'm going to get on this with my people." And so far, there's been no answers. And it's been, we're at about, what, 5-6 months now. So Schindler has been whisked away via Learjet. And he'll be heading out to Central Michigan to get answers. He'll be calling an all-staff meeting today at 9:44.
Central Michigan.
And every Central Michigan staffer will be in the same room.
Banking business will go on.
Yes, but still, yes, that's why he has the internet. He took his laptop with him.
Yes.
He has his laptop. So any sort of loan you need or any sort of...
In case the Central Michigan people need to do some banking.
Yes. Anyone out there, he might get some new business out there. When they see how efficient that he is. Yes, absolutely.
All right, that's...
Yep. As long as he doesn't fall over the foggy umbrella of I don't remember who was there.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
Yep.
Don't do too much banking to where you get under the foggy umbrella of I don't remember who's under there.
The foggy umbrella. Yep. That's interesting.
Central Michigan can be dicey.
Yeah.
Mm. They pay off.
Okay.
Don't let Steve Schindler be paid. Member. FDIC. Midwest
State
Bank.
Of the Union.
There it is. All right. Yeah. News yesterday broke yesterday afternoon that Wisconsin guard Chucky Hepburn was entering the transfer portal. This is obviously after a interesting season with Wisconsin, where there were a lot of highs and lows with the Badgers. They had some really good players in AJ Store. Obviously, Chucky Hepburn is one of those as well. But great guard and the Badgers have been hit by the transfer bug this offseason, where AJ Store enters the portal. Well, he entered the NBA draft eventually, keeping his options open to come back to school. He now commits to Kansas. Okay. AJ Store does.
Yeah.
So
He's gone.
AJ Store.
They lost Hepburn and Store. They lost seven guys.
Yep.
They got gutted.
Yeah. So
your two best players.
There it is.
Your two best players.
Gone.
So AJ Store and Chucky Hepburn are gone. Connor Asijan is also in the portal from Wisconsin. There's a little bit of Nebraska connection. He was here
on campus yesterday. Yeah, he was here yesterday.
Thank you. Yeah. So
did a workout
at Nebraska. So Connor Asijan, he's also visited places like Maryland as well. So other Big Ten schools are in the running for for Connor Asijan. Now with Chucky Hepburn, obviously there's this instant thought of, oh, let's bring him home. He's coming back to Nebraska. Here we go. Nebraska needed a point guard. It's time to bring him back to Lincoln. Well, or to just Nebraska since he's from Bellevue West. Sip, Bill, I'm not sure it's as simple as that, because not only, if you look at Nebraska, have they went out and attacked needs such as point guard and Raleigh Worcester from the University of Utah, but also they got a shooting guy in Gavin Griffiths at the two guard position. So you look at this roster and go, okay, where could Chucky Hepburn fit in? Also, something to point out, guys like Chucky Hepburn, in the situation that they were in, really usually go to the portal when they already have an idea of where they're going. That's Agreed. Another piece of that, is guys like Chucky Hepburn, if you know a little bit more about him, about how he kind of operates, he's not going to enter the portal and just be like, okay, who wants me? He's going to kind of have a previous idea of, all right, this is my option.
Well, I mean, here's what listeners are wondering. Is he coming to Nebraska or not? I'd say no.
Yep, no.
I don't know that for sure, but it's not like, you know, we all talk to people. No, I don't think he is. Doesn't look like that's what's going on here.
I wonder how it, I don't think, you know, it's in the portal. You can tag yourself, do not contact.
Exactly. We just saw Caden Proctor do it. Just a couple of days
ago. So I wonder what his says. If it says do not contact.
Exactly.
I mean, what you're hearing is Louisville. That's what you're hearing. Yeah. I talked to a Milwaukee writer yesterday, and can't I say that?
I suppose so.
Like, you can absolutely say it. It's speculation. It's all over the place.
Yep.
Louisville.
That is accurate.
That would be an interesting place, because obviously that'd be another place where just talk to the team. There is no team. They would have no team also. They won three games.
You know how hard
it is to win three games?
They won three.
They won three games. You know how hard it is to... That's when you always have 10 schedule wins every year. You schedule 10.
And their former head coach just got hired as an assistant in Arkansas. He had a choice between Kentucky and Arkansas to be an assistant coach, Kenny Payne. And Arkansas said, we'll match whatever Kentucky offers
you. Here's the deal.
And we'll add to it.
Here's the deal. Okay, so three wins. I'm glad you brought it up at Louisville. Louisville, three wins. You know what that means? Desperation. That's a basketball town. It's a basketball school.
Oh, it's a great tradition town.
Right. It's a great, but you know what it means? It means desperation. And what's desperation mean for players? It means money. Mm-hmm. They'll pay big. And they have money.
And in this sport, you can rebuild it fast.
Yes, you can.
You can rebuild
it. That's what everybody has to.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, think about what happened to Greg Gard.
I'm telling you right now, that has to be just the worst place to be.
Wisconsin?
Oh, God. If you're like an assistant coach on that staff, you're looking around going like, we're not buying a house. This isn't
right.
good.
I mean, they lost seven guys, including AJ Storm Hepburn. Yeah. I mean, college basketball is so weird. Ordinarily, you would look at Wisconsin and go, whoa. I mean, they got Hepburn back and AJ Store back and the big center back, and they got
they had two young centers, Stephen Crowell and Nate Winters. Tyler Wall was a senior. He's gone, I believe, or potentially one season. He also did not have a great year. Either way, I mean, let's talk about Louisville hires a new coach and Pat Kelsey from the College of Charleston. College of Charleston was an NCAA tournament team. And from what it sounds like, pocketbooks, are open. Like they are
at
Louisville.
They're open.
Very much so.
Oh, I mean, I could speculate on what they're...
Speculate. Do it.
No, we do not want to speculate.
Swim doesn't want to do that, but the number's out there.
Why don't you say the number then?
I'm not sure the number is publicly out there, Sipple.
Okay.
But
throw the number out.
No.
You're not false reporting.
We can talk about just the market.
He's gonna make AJ Store
around a million. I would imagine.
It's a million.
It's a million at AJ for AJ Store at Kansas. Yeah. I mean, we know that Omar Ballo, the transfer from Arizona to Indiana, was requesting or requiring 1.2 million.
Stop on AJ Store. AJ Store, this is his third school.
Yep.
It was St. John's first. Yeah. Then went to Wisconsin and you saw him. That's a big time player.
Yeah.
So I just like to think Wisconsin would pony up in that situation and just say, okay, Kansas offered you a million. We'll offer you 1.2. Well, maybe that's not, I don't know. Maybe you can't do that at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know what's very interesting about this? It's slightly off basketball, but the rule that has been pushed, which we haven't talked about in here, is making this law that all the NIL has to be public.
Public.
Yeah.
Public knowledge. So now all the false numbers, when someone goes goes into Purdue and says, yeah, you know, they're offering 1.2. Are they really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you don't know that. And so all of a sudden everything's on up
front.
That'd
be nice.
Oh, it'd be great.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
That'd be nice.
You clean a lot of things up.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of things that, not so fast on
back
that.
Back to Wisconsin. Let's clean that up. You're right, Swim. Tyler Wahl exhausted his eligibility. They have Max Klesmet back.
That is true.
Shooter. They have Stephen Crowell back.
Yep.
As well as John Blackwell. You don't remember that name, but he's an All Big Ten freshman.
Yep, number 25.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Yeah. So they have some guys, but man, think about what they could have had.
I think when you look at it from a basketball standpoint, you're losing an experienced point guard that's played over 100 games in his career.
Started 103.
You're losing your leading scorer in AJ Store, who was incredible this year.
He's a great player.
He was very good. He lit the building up. He lit PBA up when he came to Lincoln a couple of months ago.
Lost.
They did lose. But
he lit it up.
But he lit it up in the first half.
Yes, he did.
So I think when you look at going forward, this was a season where Wisconsin was at one point sixth in the country before they lost to Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Struggled immensely in the second half of the year.
Lost like 7 of 8.
Yes.
I believe.
And I mean, they lost on the road at Michigan. It was not a good time.
Would be the worst loss.
Yes. Yes. And then they started to play better in the postseason, played better in the Big Ten tournament, played a little bit better in the NCAA tournament, but they lost in the first round. They played a 12 seed, but nonetheless, going forward, it's all right. What is Greg Gard's future look like in Wisconsin?
It kind of screams out, it's not good.
Yeah.
Because the year before they were not good.
You're right.
Gard, interesting comment. He had an interesting comment right on the heels of Chucky's announcement that he was leaving. Chucky had an interesting announcement too, which I don't want to get into because I get very negative. But Gard's comment was interesting. Okay, he says this. In today's college basketball, players are making transactional decisions all over the country at every level. There's no time to complain about the system in place. We're dedicating all our energy right now to finding the next fits for our program. In fact, minutes after talking to Chucky about this, I was already pursuing another talented point guard who is in the portal. This is the reality of college basketball.
Wow.
Chucky's gone. I'm on the phone with somebody else.
Yep.
That's what you got to do.
Within a blink of an eye.
I mean, Gard was making a statement with that statement.
Yeah.
It was, I don't have time to get emotional here. I got to go get a point guard now.
Yeah.
Because that's what you got to do.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
That's incredible. I think...
That's in his public statement.
Yeah, Sanderson on the text line says, "Wake me up when Nebraska lands a couple of athletic bigs." And this is kind of
wake me up.
Yeah,
Sanderson with the hair.
This is when you can kind of segue into this conversation.
Ooh, segue.
And Sip, I prefaced this to you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
As Nebraska fans, you may want to start preparing for another offseason here, to where Nebraska doesn't land a transfer from the state of Nebraska.
Right.
What I mean by that, there's a couple of them, right? Whether Hunter Salas makes his decision of staying in the NBA draft, I think he's more of a second round guy. Hunter Salas is.
How about
that? I think he stays in the NBA draft for what it's worth. But
do
he's
you? Do you?
Technically in the transfer portal? I do. I think he could do some success, have some success in like the G League,
okay.
Develop there, go to the
NBA.
I don't
think G League even exists anymore.
Well, it exists. G League Ignite doesn't exist. So yeah. Like the ones where kids can go from high school to straight G League, those don't necessarily exist.
Okay, stay with your thought.
But the reason why I say that is Hunter Salas is coming off of a first-team all-ACC type of performance. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
You can't get much better than that.
You're talking
right
about Nebraska.
But Nebraska-specific, right? Chucky Hepburn, probably not going to be a Nebraska
probably not.
Frankie Fiddler, I would lean towards probably not.
I would lean toward Louisville with Fiddler.
There you go. William Kyle has plenty of suitors.
Ain't happening.
And honestly, if I were to pick one of those three that's the most valuable for Nebraska specifically, I'm going with William Kyle.
Okay.
I would.
Okay.
We know Texas A&M has had visits with William Kyle. We know there's other programs, obviously, that have had conversations with the former South Dakota State big man.
Yeah.
But people get so caught up in this narrative of they need to come back home. They want to come back home.
We're finding
out it's a lot more strictly NIL, who can get the bag, who can get paid.
Yeah. Now, Kyle, Bill, is a backboard breaker. I mean, he's a high flyer. He would be. God, I mean, this is the thing. Here's what I can't do, and what I think you got to be careful. People who are sort of anti NIL or anti the way things are going. This is where I got to catch myself. If you brought Kyle, Fiddler, and Hepburn to Lincoln, first of all, PBA would be sold out
every single
for
game.
Azusa Pacific.
Every single game.
Azusa Pacific, excuse me.
It would be sold out.
Could we still be able to reboot the Bob for one game?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't complain about NIL on one hand and then say if they got Fiddler, Hepburn, and Kyle, the place would be packed and I'd be there every game.
Yep.
So it'd be exciting. Now, it's not happening.
Even right now, everyone's excited about how much excitement is there right now about high school players in college basketball?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. Where's it all at? It's all in the portal.
Yep.
It's all excitement about, okay, and all Nebraska feels right now like, well, who can we get?
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, you can't complain about it when we're building it up.
Can't.
You know, you can't complain.
Really complain.
There's no complaining.
It's confusing.
Yeah. A little.
It's confusing. Yeah.
I want to back myself up here real quick and just defend myself.
You can't defend yourself?
Well, no, because somebody asked, how in the world can you say William Kyle's more valuable to Nebraska than Chucky Hepburn? I want to answer for that.
Okay.
There is more eligibility, right? Nebraska at the point guard position is fine right now. They have Raleigh Worcester, who started 79 games for Utah. That's fine. They have Aaron Ulis, who played time
started 27 games in the Big Ten.
Yep, exactly. So they're fine at that position. Two guard, I think they're okay as well. They went out and got Gavin Griffiths, who you mentioned Sip was a good shooter.
He can shoot.
Yep, he can shoot. And then Nick Janowski, they're bringing in as well. I also am intrigued by Braden Frager, the Lincoln Southwest guard slash forward. Kyle brings the big man mentality that we talk about that Nebraska is searching for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also does it for three more years.
Mm-hmm.
There's 3 years of eligibility remaining with William Kyle. So that's where I come in and say, for specifically Nebraska's case, William Kyle's a big miss if they are unable to get him.
What if they get Farrell Payne?
It's better. It's better.
I'd say it might be better, but I mean Kyle would be valuable. I just live in this fantasy world where you get all three. And I don't understand, it's not happening though. Unless something changes. As far as Bill going back to the Hepburn, what's he gonna make if he goes to Louisville? If he goes to Louisville, that's what the talk is now. Just say several hundred thousand dollars. That's what it is. Several hundred thousand.
Yeah.
There is. He's gonna make a lot of money. He's going to make a lot of money.
Talk about a rebuild. Wow. Three wins. Yeah. Whole new team.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, the only thing I would say, Swim, to you on the eligibility, which is accurate, back in the day it was accurate, meaning we have him for two or three
years. And that's a good point.
Now you don't know if you have him for two or three years, so just get the best players you can.
Potentially the possibility, I suppose, of the...
You would think when he comes, he's going to be here for three. That's
absolutely.
What you think.
Absolutely.
But they start going through the numbers, and a lot of people aren't doing that.
Well, And a lot of it, I would assume, is probably winning, too. So, all right, once again, 464-5685. Another Nebraska guy that is in the portal for the second year in a row, in fact, is John Tonji, who went from Colorado State to Missouri, went and played for Dennis Gates, got injured, missed some time. He's back in the portal. He was a former Omaha Central guy that not a lot of people are talking about right now. John Tonji is in the portal currently.
John Tonji, everybody.
From Missouri.
Tonji.
Tonji,
capital
everybody.
T.
We get swarmed up and covered up by all the Frankie Fiddlers, the Chucky Hepburns, William Kyles of the world. John Tonji, St. Thomas are also guys in the portal. Maybe not Nebraska guys, but certainly guys from the state of Nebraska to keep an eye on.
Swim, you don't seem all that excited about Connor Asesian.
It's fine.
He's a shooter from Wisconsin.
He is a shooter from Wisconsin.
Has defensive liability.
He played really, really well against Nebraska in the Kohl Center.
Mm-hmm.
Played really well off the bench for the Wisconsin Badgers. But I look around at Nebraska and I go, okay, maybe there's potentially more needs. Now there are multiple scholarships open, so you got room to take some players.
You still got. You have multiple. You have is it four or five right now?
Four.
Okay, you can add four more guys, so you can afford to take another shooter.
Yeah, you can.
And then, but then I think you do got to start concentrate, like Sandy said, on bigs.
Sandy's right.
Yeah,
bigs. Farrell Payne. What I don't know where Farrell Payne's
mass
going.
Kicks ass.
Mm-hmm. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Simple as that. All right, let's go ahead and head to break. But before we do, excuse me, we do have to mention First Rate Ag.
Oh, geez.
First Rate,
not second. Not third, as you guys say. It's First Rate Ag in Holdridge.
Oh, geez.
They even have fertilizer. They have everything you need for lawn fertilizer and more. Call them today, 308-995-8327, or go to firstrateag.com. Ask for Parker and Chris. And guys, what do they need to mention?
What's that? The ticket!
There it is. Make sure you just
20%
mention
off. The
ticket.
Good job, 20% man. Off. They're making their own nitrogen right out back. They just mix it up, and they mix it up out back,
really?
And they put it in their trucks, their Sprint stuff. Right now, they have corn out in their area. It's about a foot tall.
Good God.
Yeah, about a foot tall.
And
already.
I'll tell you something.
It's all because of what they're putting down.
Wouldn't you say this is growing season?
This is growing season.
Okay.
We've hit it. It's growing season. We hit it last year. Yes, it is. We've got a little bit of a cold spell coming in. Frost alert. Mm. Frost alert.
It is a frost alert.
Frost alert.
You might have a little bit on
is
your...
Is that right?
I think we're fine. Yeah,
you might have a little bit on your truck.
Frost on the pumpkin.
on your windshield.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
That's a shame.
No. This weekend you might, in Omaha. I think it might be Omaha and not Lincoln.
Oh, I'm going to be spending my weekend in Omaha.
Well, you might have a little frost on a pumpkin.
Dang
it. Get ready for it.
Yep. I don't want
but
frost.
But First Rate Ag, though.
First Rate Ag, mixing up and putting nitrogen down. Their corn's over a foot tall.
Bill, you've learned a lot about growing.
I have. I consider myself an ag person now.
You seem that way.
I've spent a lot more time.
You're into some weird stuff.
Some weird stuff. Different word than we used last time.
Give Steve Sybil a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Nice job. Nice
what
job.
Happened? That was very juvenile.
Very juvenile.
No, it was very
adolescent.
Juvenile.
You're an adolescent.
If you use the word less often, it means more when you do use it.
That's hey, Bill would say. Bill's been with us for almost 2 years, a year.
What?
A year,
a
year,
a little over a year.
A little over a year. And have I ever cursed?
No, that's first one. I've only got one.
Did you have one on the
I've
record?
One.
We're but, one and one.
But Jake got it dropped. So you're.
Oh.
So you lead. You win.
Was it because I'm here?
No. It was a slip.
There's a lot of excitement. What happened was there's a lot of excitement. We had Bombeck in here.
Yeah. He was listening to the Offspring.
Offspring. There's a lot going on.
I was nervous because you mentioned what we do on our off time, and I was nervous.
You don't want to tell people.
About the Fight Club.
Yeah.
I was nervous.
We don't talk about Fight Club.
Right.
All right. Let's take a break. Bill's Thrills coming up next on 93.7 The Ticket.
Save big on brunch for mom. All in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.